Hi, we are Ellen and Lauren. We are sisters, wives, mothers, veterans, and all-around DIYers living our best lives. Our families each have three kids between 4 and 18 years old.
On this podcast, we hope to help you learn to do what you can, where you are, and try not to sweat the rest. If you want to learn more about what we're discussing today, check out our show notes at wifestylehustle.com. You're listening to Wifestyle Hustle. Today, we're going to do another trends episode. Diet trends have been around forever. There was the low fat, no fat, then there was Atkins, then there were some others. And today we're going to discuss a few that have come across our view in maybe the last just couple of years. To start out, as with most things, we aren't experts and we're not nutritionists either. If you want to learn more, please consult credible sources for information. Let's get started.
All we're doing today is talking about the diet trends that we know of and what they are, or what information we have about them anyway. This isn't advice, really, at all. I think that everyone kind of has to do their own thing when it comes to good nutrition. All we're doing is talking about the diet trends that we've heard of. All right, let's delve right into it. Keto is the first one. I don't know a ton about this, but I do know someone that does it. I haven't really read it all about it, but I gather from this person I know that it's best to have almost no net carbs a day. And net carbs are apparently dietary fiber. So if you have 1 gram of dietary fiber in a day, it takes away 1 gram of carbs. Or that's what is supposed in the keto diet. They don't eat things like potatoes, no fries, no tater tots at all. No.
No starch. So right. If it's starchy, they're probably not going to eat it. This is one, as with most of them, we'll find this. This is a no sugar diet because sugar has lots and lots and lots of carbs in it. And you can't eat enough fiber to get rid of that.
No.
So this is a fairly restrictive diet, although I've talked to several people who have done it and they don't, because there's so much out there, they don't feel like they're restricted. They've found things to replace those carbs. So for instance, if you want mashed potatoes, you might mash up some cauliflower and you get that potato experience without the carbs. So keto seems like an interesting one to me, but I haven't tried it, so I don't have a lot of opinion about it.
I've tried a couple of different restrictive diets. And it wasn't necessarily for weight loss. I get headaches. So I decided to go on a pretty restrictive diet. And this was several years ago to see, you know, what foods were maybe triggering my headaches. And what I found is that you replace the things that you're missing, quote unquote, with other things, new things that are also really yummy. And that's why, like Ellen said, you just don't really miss anything because you're experiencing new things. And we've kind of talked about this before with some of our cooking episodes. So instead of always making hamburgers for dinner, sometimes you want to try Korean beef. Instead, it's new, it's fun, like that. And you just replace the things that you might be missing with new and fun things. And it's still good.
Yummy things.
Yeah, yummy things.
And the keto diet, one of the things about keto that I have noticed is people use more fat because you're replacing some of those carbs with more fat. So that helps it to feel less restrictive because, yeah. you know, fat is yummy. So you know, you can have yourself a nice slice of cheese instead of some potato chips or whatever. Yeah, it is a fairly restrictive diet, but the people I have talked to don't feel like they're missing out. Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
Intermittent fasting is our next one. And I know that sometimes people who intermittent fast combine it with keto or one of the other diets that we're going to mention. But all this is you decide how many hours a day you think you can cram your day's worth of calories into. So if you think, you know what, I'm only going to eat 6 hours out of every 24, which you're sleeping for 8 of those, so it's not really that big of a stretch. And then you fast for the whole rest of the time. And the thinking behind this, from what I understand, is that your body actually requires a rest from eating, and it works better and it processes better and it does everything a little bit better with food when you fast for a time.
My understanding with intermittent fasting is if you're just intermittent fasting, there are no real restrictions on what you're eating. I mean, you can pair it with one of these other diets, but a lot of people who are intermittent fasting, they just restrict their eating to whatever 6 or 8 hours, but they don't restrict what they eat in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard pros and cons of this.
Me too.
One being what Lauren said, that you know your body works better with a fast. But the con that I've heard about it is that it is hard to get in your daily needs in mm-hmm. such a short time frame, that your body needs a certain amount of nutrition, and getting that into that short time frame can be challenging. So mm-hmm. it's something you need to pay attention to make sure that the calories you're eating are nutritious.
Because mm-hmm.
Boy, is it tempting
dense calories
to eat 6 hours a day to eat a bag of potato chips. So.
Right. It's not just about the calories. It's about the right calories.
Right.
You could definitely eat a whole bag of potato chips and you'd get your entire day's worth of calories in there. But then what nutrition would you be missing out on?
Right.
You really can't lose your head and just start accidentally snacking and still expect to be able to stay in that fasting window. But
very true. Yeah. Because you are potato chipping your carrot calories. And so right. you're not hungry for the carrots when it's time to eat the carrots because you've eaten the potato chips.
Yeah. It's an interesting one.
Yes.
Another option is to eat a plant-based diet. Take it away, Ellen.
No.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but we wouldn't do that. I wouldn't recommend a plant-based diet, and I wouldn't do it myself. But from what I understand, it's when people refrain from eating meat and milk that comes from animals of any kind. So no yogurt, no cheese, no love.
That would be almost a vegan-based diet. That isn't
well,
just
a plant-based diet. Is, yeah.
Okay. My knowledge here is minimal. I like cheeseburgers too much to eat a plant-based diet.
Well, I'm assuming plant-based would be vegan. It wouldn't mm-hmm. be any, yeah. So I as opposed so. To vegetarian. So there's two, you know, facets of thinking in this. Vegetarians don't believe in eating anything that has ever been an animal. But many times they do still eat animal milk because they can't give up cheese. They like it too much. And I've also met vegetarians that ate eggs because they were technically never a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting choice.
If this is a weight loss method, you could try it for weight loss. Personally, I feel like that these diets are, I really only have cons. I'm sorry. That's just where I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to get as much of the protein and stuff that you need in a plant-based diet. So if you're doing it for diet reasons, you need protein in your diet to lose weight. You need to be feeding your body good stuff. So it's hard to do with a plant-based diet.
Yeah, you need to think about it a lot more and make sure that you're getting complete proteins, because there's protein in corn, but it's not a complete protein. You need to think about it a lot more. It's not as easy as diets that have meat in it.
Right. We obviously would not be experts in this area. So if this was something that any of our listeners wish to explore, they should explore elsewhere. Not here.
Yeah. I mean, we aren't recommending any of these. It's more like a look at what's happening in the world. Look at what other people are doing. Because I have done intermittent fasting, and that's the only thing I've done out of these diets that we're talking about today. So now, if I were going to get on board with any particular diet, I think I could get on board with paleo.
So what is paleo? I'm not sure.
It's where you only eat natural things.
Hmm.
No processed food of any kind. No tater tots. But I think I could, I know, I think I could let them go, maybe, probably. I don't know. I have ups and downs with tater tot affection. But anyway, no processed food is basically it. So they only eat vegetables and they only eat meat.
Mm-hmm. What if it were homemade bread? Probably not, huh?
No, because the flour is processed.
Oh.
I don't eat bread. So it ends up being kind of a keto diet in many ways. Like I'm sure they still eat potatoes, because potatoes are totally natural. They just don't eat tater tots because they were processed someplace other than their own home. So it's basically a diet where you're in complete control of all the food processing. And some paleo people take it even further. They're like, okay, we're not even going to process food in our own house beyond a certain point. They would cut up potatoes, but they wouldn't grind up grain, for example. Hmm. So it depends on how strict, I guess, they are. I feel like diets have an almost religious component to them a lot of times, or like a, not religious, but...
cult?
What'd you say? Culty. Cult? Yeah. Like, no, not really cult either. But, you know, like that, where you're sticking to something so hard that it's something that you believe in, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
This is the right way to do this.
Right, exactly. And mm-hmm. I feel like paleo, people who do paleo definitely fall within that, like, religion realm. But like I said, of all these diets, I feel like paleo is the one I could do, because I love meat and vegetables and unprocessed sugar, right? I don't know exactly where they draw the line with sugar.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Honey isn't processed. Okay, it's a little processed, but you can get it raw. So yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. Not sure where the lines are.
And our last one of the ones that we're exploring today is called carnivore, which is the exact opposite of one mentioned two above, plant-based.
Yeah.
Carnivore, as you might imagine, is meat. You eat meat.
Only meat.
And I believe you can also eat eggs. And is there anything else?
No, I don't think there's anything else. Just meat and eggs. And I think some salt. People also drink coffee.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's an addition to the carnivore diet that isn't supposed to be there, but many, many carnivore diet people still drink coffee. Many of mm-hmm. them just drink black coffee, which just seems awful to me.
That's but just sad with I tears know. In it.
Yeah, exactly. But I've heard a lot of people say some really nice things about the carnivore diet and how it makes them feel. I heard from one person that they'd been doing it for a while and it made them feel really good, like made them really sharp in the mind, and they had lost a little bit of weight, but they were bored to tears. Because, yeah, it's just me.
I feel like with this diet, this is one of those that you eat to live. It isn't an enjoyment. You eat to get it done. And I've always kind of wished I were one of these people who yes. I just eat for my nutrition. I don't need it to taste good. I don't need flavor and any. And I'm not. Unfortunately, I really like food. I like to make food. I like to eat food. I like to make and eat food and food and food. And so I just can't fathom a time where I wouldn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And so sure that they can make it in such a way with like seasoning or whatever on it that is enjoyable. But I think I would miss veggies. I really mm-hmm. like vegetables.
Yep.
Almost as much as I like cookies. If I had a plate of vegetables and a plate of cookies, it would actually be kind of hard to decide which one to eat, given all the information I have.
Mm-hmm.
Do really like cookies. But
but I've spoken to a few people who use carnivore, not so much as a weight loss, but more as a help to control health. It's supposed to be really good for inflammation and really good for just making, for Lauren mentioned it above, the brain fog is really supposed to help sharpen your mind. And the people I've talked to who do it really, really like the mm-hmm. way it makes them feel.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not experts, but you know, that might be something to try.
And I was just going to say, I think that it wouldn't hurt to try any or all of these diets.
Right.
If what you're looking for is sharper mind, less depression, mm-hmm. more energy, just feeling better. Or if, like me, you're just looking to get rid of some body problem that you have, like headaches or stiffness or, you know, anything like that. It certainly doesn't hurt to play around with your diet a little bit mm-hmm. and maybe exclude some things and see how you feel.
Right. Our Western diet is so bad for most people, and cutting out any of the process, which is something that all but maybe the intermittent fasting does. You cut out so much processed stuff with any of these diets
mm-hmm.
and you, that can't do anything but make you be better.
mm-hmm. I remember seeing this, and I'm not a vegetarian, and I'm not going to pretend that I think it's any kind of good idea to become one, but I saw this interview one time, and it was like a talk show host, and they were talking to a vegetarian, and they were talking to a not vegetarian about a study of vegetarians. And the host was saying, well, look, vegetarians live longer, they're healthier. And the thing about that is they're living a lifelong diet. So clearly they're people who feel like they need to take good care of themselves and their body. So they're probably also getting exercise, making sure that they're eating the right number of calories. And if they're healthy, then they're also making sure that they're getting the right amount of protein. So mm-hmm. it isn't that they're eating a vegetarian diet. It's that they're just paying attention to everything that they eat. And right. and that they in general care about good health.
Yep.
I think any time that someone spends a lot of time thinking about everything that they're eating, they're going to see a bump in their general health.
Yep, very true. So that kind of leads us right into the next section here. The idea that there are good and bad foods. And I think that this was a big thing back when the low-fat diet was so popular. I want to say early 90s.
I mean, you say it was, but it's still something that's pushed off on our culture so much is low fat.
Yeah.
What is it? Noom and Weight Watchers, they both still encourage people to eat a low fat, high sugar. I guess it isn't as high sugar as it used to be, but I remember those cookies. I think they were called Snackwells when we were a kid, and they were really, really low fat. Like, they were way in the Weight Watchers fat thingy, but they had a ton of sugar in them.
Right. And I mean, all those low fat salad dressings and all that stuff, they were terribly sweet.
Yeah.
And that's why, because they replaced the fat with sugar. I guess our point would be with this is, you know, there aren't necessarily bad foods.
Well, I think sugar is a bad food.
I don't know. I think moderation, because if you completely restrict anything, then that's what you want most. So maybe you don't eat cookies every single day.
Yeah.
But a cookie once a week is not going to kill you, unless maybe you are doing keto. And I don't know enough about it to really say completely restricting yourself from anything makes you want that thing more. And so.
And that's just an opinion. If you're doing any of these diets and you're.
So don't listen to me.
Exactly. It's just an opinion. But it's a good one. I like it.
One food that might be bad is tater tots. But
totally. Yeah, I'm pretty sure tater tots are bad for you. If you cut tater tots out of your diet, it's going to be good.
Just with most foods, I won't say all foods, but with most foods, moderation, I would say, is key.
Mm-hmm.
Not overindulging is big, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along.
Yep. So our next point is, if you are going to diet, you should definitely have a garden. Okay, scratch that. I think no matter what kind of life you're living, you should try and grow something because it just makes you a better, happier person. But that's just my opinion.
It counts as exercise. If you're digging in the dirt, you are exercising too, so you're burning calories while growing yummy food. Yummy, healthy food.
I find it so much easier to eat healthy in the summer. Other than ice cream, all the ice cream places unfortunately open in the summer, so that can be a really big problem. But a lot of times in the summer, once the garden really gets going, we have a meat and two vegetables instead of a starch and a vegetable. And, you know, as a mom with three kids, I'm sorry, I can't quite give up the starch. We can't afford it.
Right.
These people eat a lot.
It's true.
But in the summertime, we can. Because we have the big garden with the, I mean, a lot of times we have three vegetables. I'm eating three vegetables on the side. And just thinking about it is making my mouth water a little bit. It's going
to
happen.
We're ready to start our gardens.
Yes.
So, so ready.
Another problem that I in particular have, and I don't know if Ellen does, is eating when I'm already full. This is I like to eat and actually, you know what? I don't really have seconds on things at dinner, but I like to have dessert a lot of the time. So I'll eat that even though I'm not even hungry anymore. Eating dessert that's something that you don't do to fill you up or for nutritional reasons. You eat dessert because you want dessert. Mm-hmm. And It's something I really need to cut out for sure.
Along the same lines here, eating your next meal before your last meal has processed, mm-hmm. you know, it's time for lunch. Well, but I'm not hungry, but it's time for lunch. And so waiting until the hunger actually hits, I think is a little bit more in line with a healthy diet mm-hmm. than eating by the clock.
If you're a mom with an infant, we understand if you need to eat on a clock.
Right.
Just need to eat when I have time.
Yep. And then our last one for tonight will be exercise. You need it. We all need it. If for no other reason than the amazing good endorphins it releases into your brain when you move, and it can mm-hmm. be any exercise you want. Go for a walk. Go do some calisthenics if that's your thing. Go work in the garden. Go run around and dance with your kids, but just get moving. It's so important to just overall health, not having anything to do with diet, just exercise. Do something. Yeah. And as an added benefit, muscle burns more calories. So if you happen to build up a muscle or two while you're out there exercising, that's good. And the mm-hmm. more muscle you have, the more you can eat.
Ever done a diet with your husband? It's not really all that fun. The reason that they take longer to gain weight and they're quicker to lose weight is because of muscle. Men generally have more muscle than women. And because of that, they burn calories even when they're not even doing anything at all. So mm-hmm. I know it doesn't seem fair. It isn't fair.
It really isn't fair.
But you can gain a little bit of lean muscle and have that advantage as well.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Well, guys, I know I'm not as fit as I'd like to be. So this has been really fun to look at all the different diets. And, you know, it's like going shopping. There's no shame in looking in the mirror and knowing you can make a few changes for the better. Thanks for listening today. Until next time. Thanks for listening today. This has been the Wife Style Hustle podcast. That's WIFE style. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you never miss an episode.
Consider liking and reviewing our podcast wherever you listen. Share it with a friend. It really helps us out. Look for our new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. We'll see you soon.